Well, for most of you know that I have a strong accent. So, if you don't understand some of the stuff that I say, you ask me later, or you can ask my wife for translation. Or I can start the gathering in Spanish and figure it out. No. Well, Joanne is not here today, and I'm going to try my best to give you guys the message for today. And today we continue the series, The Dust. This series is based on the book of Walking in the Dust of Rabbi Jesus. Similar to the past several weeks, we will continue to learn about the teachings of Jesus. Let's think about how Jesus taught us how and when to use our words, right? We may need to exercise our tongue. In the book, the writer mentions Pilates. Did I say that word? Pilates? There you go. My wife translated for me. And for our tongues. And if we do Pilates, right, we work our abdomen. And if it gets stronger, because we keep practicing, it helps our posture and the way we stand, and we will have a better quality life. If we do the same with our tongue, we will have a better quality of life too. We are talking the way Jesus wants to talk to one another. We will discuss and explore what can we do to keep ourselves connected to Jesus' teaching while navigating through how technology has changed the way we talk these days, the way we learn, the way we think and communicate, and even the way we believe. Jewish teachers have focused on the promises in Psalm 34:12-13, which reads as follows: "Whoever of you love life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies." What do you think about this?
It's a wonderful
model.
What's easier said than that?
That is true. Anybody else? Well, in today's world of technology and how we communicate with one another can be helpful. So I believe this song is telling me that if you want to live a life free of drama, you need to be truthful and live a life free from gossip. In all ways or forms, that gossip exists. The writer also talks about the different ways we can use our tongue to hurt others. In Hebrew, Lashon Hara, and I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing that right, is the name that Judaism gives to all types of gossip, slander, and malicious speech. But one that got my attention was the dust of Lashon Hara, was when the writer explained how we can gossip without even saying a single word. And I was like, when someone comes to you and said, "Hey, I heard this from so-and-so about this person, can you believe that?" And your response is more like, this right here. You are acknowledging what they're saying to you. So you say, "Yes, I heard that too, and I think it's true." So that's another way to participate in the gospel without even saying a word, right? Some believe that by just listening to gossip, that makes you equally sinner as the one that's telling the gossip. An example in today's modern world of technology, when you forward an email from someone that may spelling errors so others can make fun of that person who wrote the email, that is the dust of Lashon Hara. Have anyone here has been impacted by gossip other than through a conversation?
Affected or sharing?
Say that again.
What was your last statement?
Have you been impacted or witnessed gossip other than through conversation?
Especially with the internet. Okay, everyone knows that I'm a politics junkie. You'll see things on Facebook that you know good well in your head are not true. And someone will attack them to you and say the attack is on. If you don't call that out, you know, you're just as responsible as someone else passing that on. You know, if you end with you.
That's correct.
Part of our really what she just said though is that sometimes if you try to put stop to it, then that's just bringing the storm. So sometimes it's better to let it go so that it kind of has a way.
It's difficult, right? These days it's difficult to stay away from some conversations because you know that's going to create more controversy. Anyone? Anybody else?
More than 20 years ago, a newspaper columnist published something that was absolutely untrue about me. And that one was really cute, too, because here it is in the newspaper.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. What I said is, 14 years ago, a newspaper columnist published something that was not true about me. And you know, because it was published, I could have sued him. I did not do that. But the emotional impact that that had on me took my whole summer away because I was devastated that somebody would accuse me of what I was accused. And I began to talk to anybody, you know, I really have a sense, you know, to deal with this assumption.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's the impact that words can do, right? They destroy her whole summer.
So, going back to the social media thing, I follow this lady on Facebook, and she has like a page called Juggling with Jenkins. She's a mom, and she's outspoken and has a lot to say. So she posted this really eye-opening video the other day, and it started out with a more voluptuous woman, someone like myself, in a 2D bathing suit, and everybody has something negative to say. And then she started, you know, a heavier set woman and worked her way all the way back to someone that was very thin and tall and narrow and all those great things, all equally beautiful, and no matter what, each photo was criticized. Either she was too fat and didn't deserve to wear a bathing suit like that, or her one leg was darker than the other. So people find and hide behind the screen any way possible to criticize and gossip and judge and use words to hurt people. And it doesn't matter if you're thin or not, if you're tall or short. We've all grown into this society where we use our words for harm.
Anybody else?
I just want to say it starts at such a young age, too, because a relative of mine, and she's like 10 years old, and she's skinny little thing, and she says girls at her school come up and say, well, I'm skinnier than you are, and like, it's crazy because the girl is very thin to begin with, and to get that message, I just don't know what we're doing, you know, what our society is doing to our young, our children even.
It is, I think that's one of the painful things is to see how start at such a young age, you know, and it's really hard to see that. It is difficult these days where we can find the line to separate what is okay and what's not. How we treat people and show them love, how we connect with others, how we build relationships with others. Today's reading comes from Matthew 15, 1 to 11. Let's read it together. Then some Pharisees So, we see in the scripture here how the Pharisees are challenging Jesus, right? The Pharisees are not here to start a fight. They are a group that studied the Torah, and it's important for them to follow the law. They study the law, they challenge each other's interpretation of the law, and they want to make sure it's followed. So, they challenge Jesus. They didn't come saying, hey, what you're doing is wrong, or that's not supposed to be that way. They just asked Jesus, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They knew Jesus has an answer. It's probably not what they were looking for or expecting for, but they knew he had an answer. Jesus replied, and why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses his father and mother must be put to death. To honor your father and mother is not just not disrespecting them or not cursing at them. It's also to take care of them when they need you. So, for some Jews, however, came without a solution for not following this. They will designate a certain of their financial resources to a korban. The Greek word korban is related to the term korbanos, signifying the temple treasury. So, because this has been offered to God, it belongs to God. Therefore, it cannot be used for personal interest. This way, they can avoid parental responsibility. And that is why Jesus called them hypocrites. He's telling them to, instead of being so strict with the law, be more in relationship with others, because that's what he was doing. We see these days when a lot of Christians, called Christians, judge others using the word of the Bible, and they pick what is convenient. We focus so much in Scripture that we forgot to have relationship with others to the point that we hurt others with our own words. Let's see this slide. Imagine if this happened in today's description. So the Pharisees posted on Facebook, we just saw Jesus eating with his disciples without washing their hands. So Joshua the Pharisee said, what? That's unacceptable. So Stephen the Pharisee said, no, he didn't. How disrespectful. So Pontius Pilate said, it's okay, it's not a big deal. And then Caiaphas goes like, crucify him. Am I right? Yeah. If they had Facebook back in the day, would look like that. So that's what we do in these days, right? So what do you guys think about this? Do you guys see this a lot? Even with Christians, even Christian groups that post something on Facebook, they get bashed. Right? It doesn't matter what you put in Facebook. Somehow or another, you're going to be criticized. Even they post it up, and somebody behind the computer reading it is making a comment in their own mind. So, let's watch this video.
My name is Gaza. I'm made without killing. I break hearts and ruin lives. I am cunning and malicious and gather strength with age. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. I have no respect for justice or for truth. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me, for I have no name and I have no face. My name is Gaza, and I am nobody's friend. I know where you work, and I lurk in the quiet corners. My story is but a whisper upon a tongue, yet I can ruin careers and wreck marriages. Once I turn to reputation, it may never be same, for I am gossip. Funny as it may seem, but gossip cannot live without you. Gossip is an infection and cannot survive unless it's spread. It will not live without its followers. So be kind to your friends, neighbors, and co-workers, and wash your hands of gossip so it may live no more. Before you repeat a story, ask yourself, is it true? How do I know? Is it harmless? Is it necessary? How would I feel if it was about me? If you paused at the answers to any of these questions, stop and don't repeat the story.
Gossip stops with you.
Don't we see this every day in our world? We crucify with our words. We judge with our words. We destroy with our words. Gossiping is one of the most destructive ways to harm a human being. So, what is gossip for you?
Just telling a story that somebody puts somebody else in an unflattering light, and it could be true, but maybe it's not kind. I think a lot of times gossip is often that stuff that you hear like from a friend or a friend from a friend, that unless you've heard it specifically from someone, you shouldn't be talking about it. And even then, you should be able to think, want me to share this with other people.
Gossip is meant to hurt. I think gossip is used as a distraction from your own stuff. Because, you know, let's just talk about everybody else, but let's talk about our own things. Over here we have that.
I probably would be like, I was going to say, you know, in today's world, social media has created a new stigma in which it's really kind of a popularity contest in which, you know, the value of saying something that's true or kind to someone, that's really not the window. It's really about who can make the most interesting story, whether it's true or not, and get the most attention from it. So gossip itself, you know, you see so many people on Facebook online coming up with these ridiculous things, fighting against others, trying to hurt others, so that way they get put in the spotlight. And you know, unfortunately, in today's world, you know, people will react more to something that's negative than something that's positive.
That is true. Some of them is about who gets the most followers. All they want is that, like, who gets the more likes, the more following. It is sad to see. You lie and you create this controversy just because you want that.
Right. That's everybody, but I'm trying not to judge and fight back. But the people that we respect the most in our society, like the mainstream media, politicians, they're leading the way. It's, you know, I around. I remember when the news used to report the news. Now all they do is report their opinions of who they don't like and why.
Yeah.
There's silence. And then all the news
anybody else?
I find it fascinating that social media has actually created jobs.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of there are people who have YouTube channels, Snapchat, Instagram, and their whole thing is about selling advertising so that you can actually pay attention to them. And they make a fortune doing this. It's an unbelievable kind of a thing where some youth, 18, 19 years old, can actually be making in excess of $100,000 just spreading lies, rumors, and gossip. And the only way to actually shut that down, I mean, and I do believe it has to be shut down, because otherwise it will just continue and perpetuate itself. And like Marcy said, it is used to hurt people. It's just a ridiculous kind of a thing. I mean, I've never been on Twitter. Facebook, I spend so little time there, mostly because I hate to have to spend resources of brain power to sort through what's true and what's not. Because you don't want to be guilty unless you do. You don't want to be guilty of spreading stuff that's not true.
Next,
I think that a lot of times our insecurities as human beings become so big that in order to, and if you feel infinite in the world as a human, because of all things going on around you, a lot of times things like gossip feed people's spirits so that they feel bigger than life. Because when they feel so small about themselves, and they feel so meaningless, and then like Barb's example, just shaming a woman's body, or when Marcy was in the newspaper and that story of Summer. All those things that give people power because of the ability to control something outside themselves. I think a lot of times those people that control are people that are probably so broken inside.
Maggie.
Well, I was just wondering if you spread something that's true. Is that possible?
Yes.
For instance, my neighbor's sick. She had to go to the hospital, but I don't know why. And then the next person says that, and then everyone's thinking their own thoughts. Or it could be, even be out of concern. So-and-so's mom died. She might use some extra support right now. Is that considered gossip?
I think it's when it's unflattering. Like, it's not like that.
We're going to get to this.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, on that way. Okay.
I think gossip has also manifested itself into something that people use to get attention for themselves. When we talk negatively about other people, we see them getting attention. And so sometimes, whether it's true or not, we might put our own personal information out there, gossip about ourselves, because either we need to feel secure, we need to feel loved, we need to feel as wanted as everyone else seems to be wanted. And so it's almost gotten to a point where it's not even about everybody else, it is about me. Let me tell you everything I do, from when I take a shower to when I put my head on my pillow at night, and everything that happens in between, and we've become our own gossipers. That's true.
And people are giving me for that also.
Yeah, that is true.
Very often it's a fine line with some of this stuff. Something like the Me Too.
The Me Too movement, that's when women started standing.
standing up and telling their true stories. Now, that was not helpful to the people they were telling the stories about. However, it was true stories that needed to be told. Some people might consider that gossip, especially the person who is being harmed, but it's necessary. So I think there again, is it true? It might not be inspiring. It might be hurtful and hard to hear, but it might be necessary. So sometimes those things kind of overlap a bit. You just have to be careful when you cross the line.
Right.
So, Maggie, the truth is that it doesn't matter if it's you or not, still a gossip. Because sometimes we can tell something that's true, but it's not for you to tell it. Because it belongs to somebody else. And I think I'm going to jump here a little bit before we... Actually, you know what? Let's put the slide that we have. Not the slide. We were in the slide, sorry. And let's talk about this. So we already say it is true and established that it doesn't matter if it's true or not, it's gossip. When I was in high school, the first person that I told that I was gay was my best friend. And I asked her to please not to say anything to anybody, so I told my mom and my dad. And then after that, she was free to tell whoever she wants to be at that point, I didn't care. It was true. Okay? Everybody knows that. But she didn't say, she kept her promise not to say anything to anybody because that wasn't my truth to tell. Plus, I didn't want my parents to find out somewhere else, because that's when you cross the line. Because if she would go and say to people that I was gay before I talked to my parents, I know, knowing my family there, everybody knows my dad, he would find out. And it would be hurtful for him because it didn't came from me, it came from somebody else. So that's what we say. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It can be a gossip because there are people talking about my truth that I didn't authorize to talk about. So it says here, it is helpful. Who will benefit from it? And are we sure we are not hurting someone when we post a story or when we say something? It is inspiring. If you are posting on Facebook, whether it be a famous quote, or if you're telling a story about someone that you met that have a positive impact in your life, I think that's okay, because you're posting something that, you know, is inspiring, right? Let me tell you about a story about my neighbor. He's an amazing DJ. He's a stay-at-home dad, currently raising and caring for a 2.5-year-old boy and a soon-to-be 6th grader, who he walks to and from school every day. And you may be wondering how this man is so different from older stay-at-home parents who work part-time. Well, the difference here is that this man is blind. And he managed to walk his kid to school every day, back and forth. And he's a DJ. And this is his part-time job. He was DJing my wedding, and we had a good time. So, I know how people gossip about him, you know, because our kids go to the same school, and I have heard people talking about him. And it hurts me to see this, you know, because I know that he's a good man. And whether or not it's true, people should not be talking about him. But it's inspiring to me. And I told you this story today, but I did ask him the other day if I was able to share this story with you guys today. And he said, yeah, just mention that I'm a DJ. So if you're a DJ, I know. Jim is a DJ, but you know. He's an amazing man. So It is necessary. Before you say, quote, or text something, really ask yourself this. It is necessary. How will this impact someone's life? Will it hurt someone or cause sadness? It is kind. Make sure whatever you say, whatever you post, whatever you text, make sure it's kind. We can lift someone's spirit with kind words, or we can destroy someone's spirit with mean words. Especially these days of technology, when people can even create fake accounts to just go and hurt old people and to destroy someone's reputation. We have often heard stories or even know someone who has been the victim of gossip, and the sadness, anxiety, fear, and frustration it may cause. It's so sad to see how many lives has been lost because someone posted something that they should not have posted. People all over the world are being bullied or verbally abused, resulting in the need for therapy, and even people of all ages have been taking their own life. It is unsettling and at times scary that in one breath we can say I love you to someone and moments later we can hurt another. We need to watch what we say. Be kind to one another, like our parents said. You don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything. Words have a lot of power, and we decide whether we use them for good or for bad. You choose how to use them. So let's watch this video before we go, and together and see how words, spoken and unspoken, can change someone's life forever. Told us a story about somebody that she sent flowers to. She explained how years later this person told her that those flowers changed her life. In fact, saved their life. How many times we can change our words so we can help someone instead of putting them down? It depends on us how we want to live life, or we allow to love to live. If we think before we speak, we can definitely change someone's life. So before you go today, change your words, and you can change your world. Think about that. Just become, seriously. Think before you post. Thank you. Thank you. transportation.
Sure.
I stay here.
Yeah.